This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with another episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is episode 262. And today we are going to discuss the top 50 Christian films. I'm going to do a quick shout out to my niece who helped me to get this list together, and that is Carolyn Orr, and real appreciation, as well as a blog post she wrote on this topic that you'll want to visit. So there are many films out there, and it's really hard as parents to discern. And so I'm going to give you some of my top picks, and they got there for different reasons. I have not seen all of them, so I will let you know with a star which ones I have seen, which would probably be easier. But all of us come to this looking at it from a different way. We're going to get to that in just a bit, but I want to give a shout out to our sponsor. And this sponsor is for the entire Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network and this show as well. And that's LD Entertainment and the movie Miracle Season. I'm really excited about this film. I did get to see a preview, and I think you will enjoy it as well. And I really think that every teen should see this movie. I'll also put a link to a blog post I wrote about the movie, showcasing it and giving you the reasons that I thought it was a good film. So when we watch movies with our kids, it's sometimes difficult to come up with a list that's acceptable for all. Part of the reason is that our kids may see a film that somebody else or want to see a film that somebody else has recommended. And, you know, it just is difficult as parents because we may not have the same ideas of what makes a good film or what's acceptable for our kids. When my kids were younger, I did not allow them to watch any of the Star Wars at all. That actually came out when I was in high school, so that just tells you how long ago Star Wars has been here. And as they got older, I allowed them to watch, you know, different movies that were not acceptable when they were younger. And one of the main reasons for me is violence in film. I think that kids are very sensitive, and as I shared with you in another episode, that one of my children, actually two, were very sensitive to anything that was super scary or not. I'm not talking about horror movie scary because I don't watch those. My husband and I thankfully both dislike those kinds of films. But where there's tension in the film and something's going to happen or, you know, somebody's chasing you or anything like that. And these all play into a child's fears. So I'm going to give you this list with, you know, some guidelines that I've used, but also with an idea that some of these are for older children. You know, like, for example, God's Not Dead, that movie would definitely be for older kids because they're not going to understand, the younger ones aren't going to understand some of the nuances of the film. And, you know, they're just not going to get it. And some of the scenes I would have rather not had in the movie, but it was actually, you know, making a valid point. So how do you watch movie with your kids, and how do you get kids that tend to be desensitized to watch movies that are going to be, let's face it, a little bit slower, okay? Some of the movies that have Christian content are either going to be overtly Christian, like, for example, The Robe, which was made years and years ago, and in fact, some of the scenes in some of these biblical movies are just not acceptable. So I remember watching Jesus of Nazareth with my dad. And, you know, there were some scenes on there that I thought, you know, like there was a dancing scene in there was a dancing scene, period. I'm going to exactly what that was if you have never seen the movie. And the movie was beautiful and it was poignant and it made me cry. But that one scene was horrible and should have been left out. But again, you know, if you're watching this movie and you're going to watch Jesus nailed to a cross and carrying the cross and the scourging and all of that, then you know that that's not going to be for younger children. So you'll have to look at things with an eye again to making those, you know, those claims or that ideal that what is important for you and which ones are, you know, even with Jesus of Nazareth, how could you go wrong with that film? Well, you know, being that Hollywood made it, there were some areas that I would have liked to see left out. So I like purity in films. I don't like, you know, a lot of skin showing. I don't like, you know, graphic violence. And in some of these, obviously, there's going to be because you're dealing with, again, sensitive topics. So that's one of the things. The other is, you know, kids, again, today are used to a lot of special effects, and they are going to maybe turn up their nose to something that doesn't have a lot of special effects in it. So that's one of the things, too, that you'll have to, you know, be prepared for. Because I know, I remember, you know, buying a lot of the you know, Christian film sets, and I'm going to put some of those links, like Nest was one of the producers who created these and some others. And, you know, I remember the kids saying, well, I've already seen that movie. We already watched it. We saw it already. And I was really irritated because the other movies that they really liked, they didn't mind watching 2, 3, 4, 5 times, right? So, again, as parents, we have to kind of sit back and say, I'm not going to be, you know, angry or upset or, you know, because it can start the whole thing rolling in a negative fashion. So here are some of the guidelines, and this is in the post that Carolyn wrote as well. And the first is, you know, watch the movie yourself. I mean, watch it before your kids see it. It's hard to do when it's at the theater, so do your due diligence. You know, look for our network, because we're only going to sponsor movies that we consider, you know, films that are acceptable to us. Again, you may not find something acceptable. I know, you know, just based upon what I've said, you may or may not agree. So that would be the first and best way to do it. The second is to read movie reviews or watch it again ahead of time. The third is to give your kids some options. Talk to them. See what kind of movies they like. If you can possibly read the book, you know, if that's available, do that. If not, you know, I did a podcast on should you read the book first or watch the movie, and you'll have to listen to that podcast for the, you know, for what my conclusion was. But I really think it's important that you talk to your kids and find out what kind of movies they like to watch. One point that Carolyn made in her blog post that I really liked was about covering your eyes. She said, if there's a graphic scene or a scene with any type of sexual content, hearing is just as bad as seeing. So, you know, skip that scene completely or choose a different movie. And I really like that point. I would still watch Jesus of Nazareth and just fast forward the one scene so that, you know, the rest of the film is enjoyable. And then always discuss with your kids. Talk to your kids about the movie. Ask them questions about what they liked or didn't like. Go through some plot questions, characterization, theme, and so forth. And critical analysis is important. We want to teach our kids, and this is the biggest thing, we want to teach our kids to be discriminating and to have an opinion about things that they see or hear. We don't want our kids to just regurgitate, especially when it isn't something that we approve of. And just to throw this out there, especially in a time in which we live where there's a lot of division and there's a lot of disagreement about certain things. If we can discuss things quietly, without yelling, I think it would go a lot further. We might have to agree to disagree, but I think for the most part, if you can talk to your children, you know, maybe about things that they disagree with you about in a really kind fashion, that will be helpful. I've said that to my children. I'm happy to talk to you about any topic, even one that we may not agree on, if we can do it, you know, with respect for each other. And we've been able to do that, and I'm really happy for that ability to do it with my kids, because we want our kids to come and talk to us about different things. So that's really, really important to me. All right, well, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and when we come back, we are going to discuss some of the Christian films that I really like, and again, this entire list will be on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for episode 262, Top Christian Movies. We'll be right back.
From LD Entertainment comes The Miracle Season.
Without their star player, West Volleyball suffered another defeat.
After the tragic death of volleyball star Caroline Found, West High School's remaining team players must work together in hope of winning the state championship.
I told you to win for a line. If we want to show how much we miss her, we should just play with joy.
Based on the inspiring true story.
Time to take him down.
The Miracle Season, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. More information is available at miracleseason.movie.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back. Thanks so much for tuning in. So today we're talking about the top 50 Christian films. And so at the top of these actually are going to be some of the ones that I watched with my dad. Now, my dad absolutely loved Christian films. In fact, he collected them. And so I think his all-time favorite has to be the Jesus of Nazareth that I've already mentioned earlier. He also loved The Robe. These are all, you know, big cinema feats back in the day, and they really were wonderfully done. He loved those two, I think, were his favorites. And among those, he liked ones that depicted different people during that time. And so another was, you know, films that had to do with Mother Teresa he liked. He also liked the film Joan of Arc. Now, I'm not big on war movies, but and especially, as one of my kids always said, any books on or any movies on saints or books on saints tend to be sad because the saint dies at the end, you know, out of the mouth of babes, right? So again, these might be films that you want to watch first. For the really little ones, I really like the animated family classics that are put out by Nest. And we had all of the Old and New Testament back in the day of VHS. Unfortunately, we don't have them on DVD, and I would like them for when my grandkids come over, because I think those are beautifully done and really good and captivating. Recent films that I have seen would be God's Not Dead was probably the last Christian film I watched at the theater. I absolutely loved that for so many reasons. One, because of the creationist argument or discussion, because I really believe that and have written books based upon that very fact. I own God's Not Dead 2, and would you believe, have not seen it yet, and I know the third film is coming out. We just don't watch a lot of movies, and I love that this is my second series on Christian films. And one of the reasons is because this summer, as we're gearing up to have a full house again with my kids home from college, I want to have a list of some good films that we can watch as a family. There's so many different places that you can watch films now. Subscription sites such as Netflix and Amazon Prime have movies that are available. Some of the movies you have to pay for. I know we do have cable, and some of the movies that you do have to pay for, even if they are available. So I really hesitate to tell you to do this, but I'll tell you what we do. I would rather pay $2.99 for a movie that is something that we might watch once rather than paying $15 or $20 for a movie that we're never going to watch again, especially if I don't like the film and don't even want to give it away or donate it. So that's just how I do it, and, you know, kind of do it the way you want. Series my grandkids liked. My kids liked the books better, and that is The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And the name escapes me, but it's part of that C.S. Lewis group of movies that were made. You know, my kids liked the books so much that they felt the movies fell a little short, but my grandkids love both, so that's a really good movie. I loved The Lord of the Rings. In fact, they probably are among my top favorite movies. My kids, and this is a true story, watched it when they were maybe too young to watch it. And I thought, because we would be discussing the Christian content behind it, they would get the truer meaning of what it meant. And I know there were studies out there based upon the movies, and we even had a pre-screening, and then a group of teenagers came over and we watched the film. Well, just the other day, my boys were talking about this and telling me how I, you know, made them watch the movie and how they were scarred for life. Now, of course, one's 17 and one's 22, and they like to be you know, out there with their, you know, "Oh, Mom, you know, I can't believe you did this to us when we were young," kind of a thing every once in a while. And so, you know, I really had to sit back and say, wow, it really did impact them, but in a negative light. And they even remembered the commentary and were talking about that. So, you know, I now that they're older, I said to them, I said, "Well, do you understand my reasoning behind wanting you to watch the films?" Because I thought it had a really good point. And one of the things that I took from those films was, when my kids wanted something so much, or for example, in this household, it's easy for me to think on the spot. So if a child did something they should not do, they would lose whatever that offending item was. So, you know, if it was computer time, or, you know, my kids didn't play a whole lot of video games, mainly because their mother hates them. So it wasn't like I could take the games away or things like that, but I could, you know, whatever that was. And so, you know, they would lose that item. And if they really were upset about it, I would give them the example of, "Well, it has turned into your precious." And they knew exactly what I was referring to, because it was referring to, obviously, the ring in Lord of the Rings, where the character called the ring "my precious." And so, if nothing else, that was a good thing that we got out of the movie. Some of the other ones are more what I would call mainstream, and that is, you know, Heaven is for Real, Soul Surfer, Grace Unplugged would be more mainstream. War Room, there was a division. I didn't see the movie, but people either loved it or didn't like it. So that one is out there. Letters to God, I thought was pretty good. Again, people liked it or didn't. Miracles from Heaven, I liked. Obviously, the Bible, that goes along with my dad's list of movies that he absolutely loved. Again, there are some scenes, and this is recalling from years and years ago, there's a scene with Moses and the Ten Commandments. You may want to preview that or fast forward some of the scenes there, if memory serves. let's see which other ones I'm going through my list here. And again, this list will be on the website at Vintage Homeschool Moms, episode 262. The Prince of Egypt, the kids liked when they were younger. Again, that is, based on the story of Joseph. Let's see, In God's Time and Island of Grace, I would consider more mainstream. The Sound of Music, while not an overtly Christian film, has obviously Christian undertones to it, and that is a beautiful film. Heaven Can Wait is more mainstream. I don't know about George Burns being God in that one, but I remember watching it and liking it at the time. So again, make sure you see it and, preview it with your kids. The Bells of St. Mary's and all of those old, old films with some of the great singers of all time. I absolutely loved those films. It's a Wonderful Life. There are some people who have never seen that movie, and it just is a great talking point with your kids about the value of every life and how every life impacts other lives. And I think that's one of the reasons I love the movie that is our sponsor for this episode, and that's Miracle Season, because this young girl, and this is a true story, also lived her life impacting others. Trouble with Angels, again, another old film that I really, really liked, has a little ending that will surprise you there. East of Eden, that would be one of my dad's favorites. Ben-Hur, he liked. Those, again, I would say preview before you watch them with your teens. I would not recommend that to younger kids. One that has been I've seen it in hotel on hotel TVs when I've been traveling with my kids as we were going around looking at colleges, and that is The Blind Side. I really like that movie. I absolutely loved the character that was played by Sandra Bullock, who took in a young boy that was pretty much homeless. And they were a very wealthy family, but I just loved that one. I thought the acting was good, and it's one of those, get the tissues out. The Help, I did not see that movie, but I know that was one of the ones my niece really liked. Hillsong, Let Hope Rise is another one that got acclaim, and then Tim Tebow on a Mission. Tim Tebow was homeschooled, yay, and so he went on to play football, and so you may want to check that out. And my kids actually have seen him. He's now playing baseball, and he was on a minor league team that played here in Fort Myers, and the kids went to go see him play there, and they said he did really well, a young, talented young man. Also, some of the movies that are not out yet, and that, as of this recording, Miracle Season's not out yet, and some of our past sponsors like Arrows, actually upcoming sponsor, and Ice Dragon, are not out on video yet, and they had a very short run at the theater. There's a bunch of movies coming. I know nothing about these, but I just want to give you a heads up. So God's Not Dead, A Light in the Darkness is coming. Ice Dragon, I just mentioned. Forever My Girl, I don't really know a whole lot about that. I believe that one is coming. The Pastor, I Can Only Imagine, is coming, as well as I Can Only Imagine. I'm not sure if those two are the same or not. And Samson is coming to the movie theater. Paul, Apostle of Christ, is out now. And Mary Magdalene. Again, I would watch these with a grain of salt, especially the ones that are based upon the Bible. And I will have more on there. And I just have to tell you this little tidbit. I mean, my dad has been gone a year, but he still, he lived with us for about, 12 years. And then this was after my mother died. And he had this little movie stand with all of his DVDs on there. And that's where I went to find you this list and some of the ones that I will have on the website. I didn't go through all of them. And so it made me really happy to look at his movies that he watched, that he loved. He's an adult. He was an adult watching these, but he always loved them, and we grew up watching them. And we really had a good handle on the Bible. We knew the stories of the Bible. We could go to Scripture and see where they dovetailed perfectly together. We got a sense of being there with the movie The Robe, where they tore the robe of Christ. That he had on his shoulders before he was crucified. And so, you know, those types of things brought those Bible stories to life and really made it our own. So, my friends, I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope that this list helps you. I know we're going to go through them. And do me a favor, if you are on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, look for this episode 262, 50 Top Christian Movies, and look at the list. And if I've left something out, please leave me a post there and let me know, and I will add it to that list and let everyone know about movies that have good Christian content that you enjoyed. And I'm going to do another episode. I actually interviewed a lady. She and her husband have a Facebook group where they post films that they have really loved and enjoyed, and they just do it for fun. And I was able to interview her, and that movie or that podcast is going to come out soon. Within a couple of weeks. So be looking for that one. And that one is on her top 30 films that she and her husband like. And she's also going to give us her criteria for selecting films. Well, everyone, take care. God bless. And we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.